I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome to the Kata Project. Bharata has rushed back to Ayodhya after being called back from his grandfather's kingdom in Kaikeya. Prince Ram, Lakshman and Princess Sita have already left Ayodhya after being informed about Queen Kaikeyi's two wishes. King Dashrath has passed away from grief at the thought that he will be separated from his son for 14 years. Suddenly, in a matter of days, the colourful and vibrant Ayodhya has become dull, quiet and so very sad. So much has changed, hasn't it? Maybe, now that Prince Bharat is back, he will make things right. What do you think will happen? Enjoy listening. Prince Bharat entered Ayodhya and knew something was very, very wrong. He left expecting Prince Ram to be the new king and that the city would be celebrating the happy occasion. As he rode through the city, the flowers that were put on doorways for the celebration were wilted. The colourful rangolis were washed away. No music was playing through the city. It was so quiet. He watched people as they went about their daily duties, and everyone was looking down, and many people were even crying. "What has happened to my home?" Prince Bharat thought. He rushed to the palace, and again there was no welcome, and all the ministers were looking very sad and were unable to tell Bharat what had happened. He went to his mother, Queen Kaikeyi's room, and finally saw a smiling face. "My son, you've come back. Tell me, how was your journey? How was Kaikeya? Are your grandfather and my brothers well?" Prince Bharat was so confused. He answered, "Yes, mother, all are well in Kaikeya, and the journey was fine, but what is going on? Everyone looks so sad, but you seem completely fine. Tell me, what has happened? Where is my father? Where is my brother? Ram, the king, how was the coronation?" Queen Kaikeyi smiled. And she smiled sadly. Well, actually, she was pretending to be sad. "Bharat, your father was a great king. Everyone loved him so much. However, he has passed away and has joined the kingdom of the gods." Prince Bharat dropped to the floor in shock and started crying. Queen Kaikeyi continued, "Bharat, stand up. A king like you cannot fall to the ground like this. You must be strong and lead the people of Ayodhya." Bharat looked at his mother, again confused. "King? Me? What are you saying, mother? Ram is the king, isn't he? How can I be king after father when I have an older brother who is in line to the throne?" Queen Kaikeyi sat next to her son and had a big smile on her face. "That is my good news, my son. I had two wishes that I asked your father. My first wish was that you should be king. My second was that Ram should go to the forest for 14 years. And guess what? Ram, Lakshman, and Sita have left Ayodhya. You are free to rule the kingdom like you deserve." Bharat's sadness was suddenly replaced with anger. His face changed and he couldn't believe what his mother was saying. "You did what? You evil woman, what have you done? You have banished my dearest brother and killed our father. What went through your mind? Ram did nothing wrong. In fact, he treated you, more like a mother and loved you more than I did. Queen Kausalya, she treated you like her own sister, and you have done this evil deed against her son. How did you ever think that I would accept this throne after the horrible way you have acted? Did you think I wanted the throne? Did you think I could be happy without my brother? Who are you? You are not the kind mother Kekeyi that I know. Prince Bharat was full of sadness and anger and pushed his mother away. He could not even look at her. Prince Bharat ran immediately to Sumantra, King Dashrath's minister, and Vasishtha Maharishi, King Dashrath's guru, and asked if it would be right to travel to see Ram in the forest and bring him back to Ayodhya. They agreed and said that maybe if they took a large group of people, including the queens themselves, they could all convince Ram to return with them. So Bharat, accompanied with what looked like an army, left Ayodhya towards Chitrakoot, where Ram, Sita, and Lakshman were staying. In Chitrakoot, contrasting to the sadness that had overcome Ayodhya, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman were enjoying the peace, calm, and beauty of nature. Ram and Lakshman gathered all the flowers and fruits that Sita wanted, and they stayed near the ashram of Bharadwaj Rishi. The days passed, and they were happy. One day, as Lakshman was climbing the nearby mountain, he heard what sounded like thunder. But the sky was blue, and there wasn't a rain cloud in sight. He looked around, and in the distance, he saw the flag of Bharat and hundreds, maybe thousands of people following. Now, Lakshman was always a little bit too quick to get angry, and he immediately thought Bharat was coming to harm them. He ran to Ram and said, "It's Bharat. He is coming with an army. Surely he has heard that you will return to Ayodhya in 14 years, and he wants to make sure that you don't. How dare he do this?" Ram hushed his brother gently and said, "Lakshman, I know you can defeat any army. But wait, be patient. Do not just get angry and say words that you cannot take back. Bharat is our brother, and I have a feeling that he doesn't want to hurt us." The big group led by Bharat approached Chitrakoot to where Ram was staying. When he arrived, Bharat finally saw Ram, Lakshman, and Sita. The last time he saw them, they were dressed in grand clothes with jewels. Now, all three were wearing cotton with simple beads, and their hair was tied up like rishis. He couldn't believe that they had gone from living in the most luxurious palace in all of India to living in a hut and cooking on a small fire. Without second thought, Prince Bharat did namaskaram on the ground and touched his brother's feet. As you know, touching the feet of elders is a way of showing respect. Prince Ram picked up Bharat and kindly said, "My dear brother, why have you come here and why have you left our father?" Prince Bharat realized that Ram did not know the sad news. "Ram, my brother, I am sorry to tell you that our father has reached the kingdom of the gods and has left the earth." Ram was so shocked that he had to sit down. He wasn't sad that he had to lose his throne, and he wasn't sad that he had to live in the forest. But losing his father was more than Ram could bear in that moment. Bharat continued, "My dearest elder brother, come back to Ayodhya. The city is as sad as you are now. They have lost their king and their future king. Please, my mother made a terrible mistake, And I am here to say sorry and bring you back. Forgive me and come back to Ayodhya. Ram looked at Bharat, and even though he felt so sad about his father, he smiled and said, Bharat, the last orders that my father and king gave me was to leave Ayodhya for 14 years. I cannot and will not disobey those orders. I will not come back to Ayodhya. You must return and rule the kingdom as you have been instructed. Bharat begged and pleaded again and again. Equally, Ram refused and was sure that he would not go back. Finally, Prince Bharat said, Okay, here is the solution. I will return to Ayodhya without you and rule the kingdom, but I will not be the king and will not sit on the throne. Please give me your padukas. I will take them back and place them on the throne. And while you stay in the forest, I will make the decisions for Ayodhya on your behalf. While you sleep on this hard ground and eat simple food, I will do the same. This is my promise. Padukas are shoes, and Prince Bharat took the shoes that were like sandals and placed them on his head as a sign of respect. Bharat took blessings from Ram and walked all the way back to Ayodhya with the padukas on his head. He placed the sandals on the throne and began to rule Ayodhya like he promised. Ram, Lakshman and Sita knew that they could not stay in Chitrakoot so close to Ayodhya. So they continued their journey deeper into the Dandaka forest, further south in India. Do you remember the dark Dandaka forest that was filled with Rakshasas? Well, the trio would soon face many of those Asuras. The first Rakshasa that they met was one called Virada. He was a terrible Asura and ran towards Ram, Sita and Lakshman, threatening to eat them up. Sita was so scared that she hid behind a tree. Ram and Lakshman, like the superheroes that they are, brought out their bows and arrows ready to defeat Virada. Ram and Lakshman showered the Rakshasa with arrows that all stuck out of his body and made him look like a giant porcupine. It would have actually been kind of funny if the big old Asura wasn't trying to eat them up. Virada laughed out loud and said, I have a boon that means no weapon can hurt me. He carried Ram and Lakshman on his shoulder and tried to run deep into the forest. At that moment, Ram placed his foot on Virada's neck to try and stop him. And it was as if a dark cloud had lifted off the Rakshasa. Virada suddenly put the princess down and said, My lord, I remember. I have been cursed for doing a bad deed in my previous birth. And I'm actually a Gandharva. Please release my curse. I cannot be defeated with weapons. Ram and Lakshman then dug a giant hole in the ground and put Virada inside it and covered him up. Suddenly from that spot, the Gandharva came out and thanked the brothers for releasing the curse. A Gandharva is a heavenly being, and Ram, Sita and Lakshmana would meet many of them in the forest. After defeating Virada and releasing the curse, the trio continued their journey into the Dandaka forest. What an eventful chapter this has been! We are now at the end of the Ayodhya Kandam, and next time we will start the third chapter, the Aranya Kandam, which is set in the forest. More excitement and adventure is expected. While we wait for the next katha, have a think about how Ram reacted to Bharat's big army approaching and compare it to Lakshman's reaction. Now, Lakshman didn't do anything wrong and he didn't behave badly. But Ram made sure that he thought before he spoke out of anger. Words that we say in anger cannot be taken back and can really hurt people. If you ever feel angry like Lakshman, think about peaceful Prince Ram and maybe, just maybe, you might feel better. Namaskaram.